Is it time for rent control here in Seattle? Seattle's seen rents climb faster here than anywhere else in the country. Rent control's illegal under Washington state law, but some Seattle City Council members want to ask the state to lift that ban. One is Councilmember Nick Licata. He told Bill Radke why he thinks Seattle needs rent control.
First of all, there's over 200 cities that have rent control. And rent control is a very broad term. It's almost like trying to define a Democrat. There are so many different kinds. A lot of the criticism of rent control is based on examples of rent control that passed many, many years ago. Since then, I would say a form that's come out that's called moderate rent control, which basically means what you're trying to do is avoid excessive, draconian rent increases. Many of them don't necessarily even have a cap, and sometimes what they will have is a range of which renters would expect to receive a rent increase. But there are so many different models out there that this is not the time to sort of discuss what are the various critical elements that rent control consists of. What's most important is that we try to create a city that's affordable for everyone, and we shouldn't ignore any of the tools in the tool shed that may be available. And regulating rents is one of those tools.
One of the people opposing rent control is Roger Valdez. Roger, you advocate for developers and builders. What's wrong with keeping Seattle an affordable place to rent an apartment?
Well, that's what we're all about. Our whole reason for being is to promote and support increased supply and opportunity and choice for people that want to live here. But, you know, we already have 30,000 rent-restricted units in the city of Seattle through the multifamily tax exemption, through existing affordable housing. All those units are, their rents are locked in at 30 or 40% of area median income.
Nick Licata, do you agree that we're already controlling rents?
It's funny that Roger mentions that because I was going to use that as an example as well, is that we already have rent control to a certain extent. They are, however, limited to a particular income bracket, and they are also produced by nonprofits.
And there's nothing wrong with that, and so we're already producing a lot of rent-restricted units that the rents won't go up beyond a certain level.
And what's worse about rent control than the tools we already have?
Well, first of all, he and Councilmember Sala want to send a message. You know, if you're trying to find a place to live in the city of Seattle, sending a message to the state legislature on the possibility that maybe someday you'll get rent control isn't going to help you find a place to live. All rent control does is make the problems worse. You know, you get a lot of controlled units, but then everybody else that's not in those controlled units, they're not benefiting from that. The bottom line is it doesn't work. Economists from all different parts of the spectrum agree that it makes problems worse for renters and for poor people.
Nick, how do you dispute that? The knock
on...
First of all,
there are so many things he said that I want to dispute. First of all, the whole question of sending a message is not the right way. Democrats already in the state legislature have said no one's asked us to even lift the ban. So the responsibility is somewhat on the shoulders of the city government to say, yes, they should at least lift the ban so we can talk about it. So that's the first thing. Secondly, the argument that rent control makes it worse for renters has never been proven. Economists have looked at it. And they've shown again and again that that doesn't happen.
Let me ask a question, because dueling economists is sort of hard to figure out.
93% of economists agree that
it's
bad.
And the economists that did actually have a survey were all based on what was assumed to be projections. They weren't based on hard data.
Nick, what about the knock that Roger mentioned, that rent control warps the market so that if you're one of the lucky few, you get a rent-controlled apartment, but if you're not, you're paying more than you would otherwise because...
Many people are paying more than they would otherwise already. You know, the argument is that rent control doesn't work because people are pushed out of the housing market. The reality is that people are being pushed out of the market right now because the market's not working.
No, it's because
and
we don't
so
have
it really
housing.
Comes down to that you need a balance. And the argument that they make has been shown to not be true in Seattle for the last 3 years. We've been producing more rental units than just about any other city, and our rents have also been going up almost higher than any other city.
Roger, we certainly haven't proven that we're any more than we can build our way out of traffic congestion. We haven't proven that we can build and build, and that's going to make rents affordable in a desirable city.
Councilmember Licata cannot point to a single city where rent control is in existence where prices have gone down.
Where's the proof that we could build our way into affordability?
Councilmember Licata and his colleagues in the council have systematically, over the last several years, taken steps to reduce housing capacity. You know, you talk about building more housing. We're not keeping up with the demand. And part of the reason why we're not keeping up with the demand is because the Seattle City Council keeps passing regulation and rules that make it harder to build housing, harder to participate in programs that actually keep rents low, and are sitting on the housing capacity and kind of giving it away to angry neighbors when they complain about too many people moving into the neighborhood. If you have a shortage of bread, you want to engage in a program to bake more bread, not lock in the price of the few loaves that you have. And that's what Councilmember Licata and Sawant want to do here.
If you look at the trend, Seattle's capacity has been actually expanding faster than just about any other city in this country. We're right up there with the top four cities. So there's no evidence that shows that we've hurt capacity. So in every example that he's pointed out to, the difference is that we haven't gone far enough, but in fact, we've gone farther than we have been in the past.
Let's talk about why we're even discussing the topic. Nick Licata, Seattle City Council, what is so bad about a city being expensive? You can't afford Manhattan, move to Queens. Why is this such a big deal?
Well, there's two reasons. One is what's referred to as supposed social equity, and also whether you want to have a city that's like all one ethnic group. If you look at what's happened, for instance, in the central area with gentrification, we've seen the African-American population from the year 2000, which was at about 54%, go down to 24% in 2010. Many of the people had to move out because it's becoming a more expensive city. We also, from an economic point of view, is many of the people working in Seattle are not IT workers, are the people who basically are providing security, who are doing maintenance, who are doing retail. And if they can't afford in the city, they have to travel further distances, clogging our streets and creating more of a public expense.
Any disagreement, Roger?
Well, you know, we want to see more housing of all different kinds all over the city. But, you know, there's always a desire to sort of try and do these schemes to control the rents. Why are we chasing something that we can't even do? I mean, Councilmember Okada says he wants to have a discussion. We're having the discussion, and I think that that can be had, while at the same time we can go forward and do things like the mayor's committee recommends to expand the amount of housing we have, from the poorest of the poor to people that want to, you know, live at the top of a penthouse, all of that.
That's Roger Valdez, advocate for developers and builders at Smart Growth Seattle, and Seattle City Council member Nick Licata. They spoke to Bill Radke. Licata and Valdez, along with City Council member Kshama Sawant and State Legislator Matt Manwiller, will debate the future of rent control tonight, and that debate starts at 6 o'clock. It's at Town Hall, Seattle.